whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 287. Today is Saturday, February. Why have I got that date in there, Chris? What was I doing? Who knows? It is the 19th. It is the 19th, or if you're in Aussie land, it is the 20th. It is a Sunday. Anyway, it is 2022. Oh my lord, we are over halfway through February. What? Already, it's crazy. Anyway, I'm your host, Leda. Joining me is the femme fatale shark, Nauta.
That picture is fabulous. Oh my gosh, I've got a little plant next to me. Is that a coffee mug that's behind me that looks like a koala?
It's a planter. That is... it's
oh my god.
It's actually the planter. Like, it's one of Mum's little planter that she puts little, you know, little plants in. And it's got the little koala on, so, you know.
That's fantastic. I look like I'm on holiday.
I have to do one with you, with, like, a Aussie, you know, a Kubra.
Right. I think Nort needs, like, its own little Twitter account or something where Nort goes around and travels and all the adventures of Nort.
I know. Well... Nort's right here.
Yes, Tiber, that's exactly what I look like, a shark. You cannot believe it.
There's our Nort. That was...
There's Nort.
There we go. That's what I made for the wedding, for last year's, when I was going to go, Tom and I got married, if... Execute, for those that don't know Tom. And I got married. We had Chris was there in this form as little Nort, and now this is, and Stone was there. I don't know where have I put the teddy bear. Anyway, Stone was there as well because it was a teddy bear he gave me when I had surgery, and it's probably up the back there. So I had both of yous there. As a little representation, which was good. But I walked around the backyard and I took many different photos of Nort.
Yeah.
In the backyard. So I've got one. I don't know if you've seen it. The one where you were up the tree.
Oh my god, I'm up a tree. Yeah. That is fantastic.
Yeah. There's one. Anyway, I've got a few photos which I will be using, you know, when Chris is on. But there's many different
I love this.
Different ones, yeah. So we will.
If it wouldn't stain me, I would say we need to have a little dribble or something of red next to it, but like on her mouth, but actually bad joke because I know somebody just got hurt out there. So my apologies, bad timing.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a bit like, well, you could be like the drop bears. You know how the drop bears, like if, anyway, sometimes I've seen drop bears where they're very sharp teeth and
yeah,
lots of, you know, like gory stuff. So yeah, but that's your little picture, which is very cute. So anyway, thank you for joining us. Now,
hopefully I stay.
Chris is having some fun. Her internet has decided to become Australianized more so today, and is going out in sympathy for what we have. So her ping is going from has it got to over 9,000 yet?
No, I tend not so far. Normally it's at 24 right now. Mm-hmm. We're hovering at about 170. It's sad that I leave my mouse hovering over it. Mm-hmm. At 5,000 it kicks me out, so yeah. I see it drop down to red. You hear me as a robot, and then about 5 seconds later I will be gone. When you hear me as a robot, then fair warning, I'm about to drop out.
Yeah. Exactly. Mind you, I did say when we were, just before we went live, it was the most melodic, is that the right word? Melodic sound of Chris coming through in robot that I have ever seen. Normally, it's that whole, you know, bleh, 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 bleh. This sounded like a tune. It was actually really cute.
Oh, that's funny. So I sing better as a robot than I do as a human.
It was like that electric organ. I think it like an electric organ. It was like this beep, boop, beep, beep, beep. You know, it was.
That's really amazing.
It was really cute. And I wish I'd been recording that. So, you know, if you're going to drop, can you do that? So we've got record of it.
Done.
Exactly. Anyway, how are you? Other than internet stuff, you should relaxed. Are we relaxed?
Well, we actually took. I was forced to take a week off.
Yes.
Because I was maxed out on my PTO. I haven't earned in months, and I max out. I have like still 6 weeks of paid time off to take. So my boss made me take a week off.
Good.
We love you. So boss. I go back on Monday, but I've completely stayed on my normal sleep schedule pretty much. Well, I did sleep in every day till about 1 a.m. instead of getting up at 11 p.m. So I have spoiled myself, except for P and I figured it out today. Thus far on my little vacation, we have spent 39 hours of my vacation trying to get the love rocket.
Doesn't exist.
9 hours. Because he has 30 tunes. So I tank 10 of them on my big bear, and then 10 of them on my baby bear, and then go back to my big girl bear.
Yep.
And we have literally spent 39 hours of my vacation chasing. And wow. I don't even like this. Bless him. I do it because he does it for me. This person. I don't even like this mount.
Hang on. You going robotic?
Robotic.
Robotic. Hang on. You're back?
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Seems better. Yeah. Okay. I think.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yes. Oh, yes.
Going red.
Peridance is apparently I don't have enough, so I'm assuming enough tunes. Nisi says, oh, I didn't even try this year for it. Tiber says the love rocket by any other name is still just as scarce. Yes, Tiber says that is a charming robot sound. Exactly. Show title, Going Red.
Going Red.
Nisi, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Let me write that down.
Kind of like my face when I want to explode every time my internet does this.
Exactly. So you've been typing. So 39 hours. Wow, that's amazing. It doesn't exist.
No, we are at, what is it, 3,200 attempts now?
Yeah.
3,200 attempts for a big pink rocket.
Yeah. I know, it's crazy. The only person that I've seen that's got it this year has been a Sheo. And, seriously, I love the man. He's a great friend, but kind of really damn you, Ash.
Right.
But, you know, it's like, I've only managed to run 3 tunes because I've just been physically, mentally exhausted. So just trying to get through 3 tunes a run, which I could run more, but the body kind of crashes after about 3. So I haven't been able to give it as fair an attempt as I would like, but still, you know, I'm still trying. It doesn't exist.
No,
Yeah, Peridon says 3,200 attempts, more than a decade of trying. Yeah, how long? Oh, so actually, that's what I was trying to think about it. How long's Love in the Air been in? It's been in, what, 16 years?
2009, I think.
So it's been in like 14, 15, years. Like, I've run it, probably like a lot of people, run it every single year. Every single year. And nothing. So, you know, it's like, damn you. But, yeah, that's the fun. That's the fun.
Well, I mean, it is fun. We make it fun. But it's...
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, there is this thing, because I have timers. I don't know about you guys, but, which is obviously not, like, challenge-related, but when I'm on my main girl, I have timers for things like this. So for world events, you know, when you pop into the dungeon on my main, I have timers and it flashes up like new records. So, you know, you're trying to kill it as fast as you can because it's, because I have these little things that pop up. It's like, yes, you've killed it in, you know, like 24 seconds, or no, it's, you know, you haven't beat another time.
Oh, yeah, like TV timer.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. So, don't really have that for the challenge tunes. No, I was just gonna say maybe for Bloodthirsty. I think I've got something for Bloodthirsty.
Yeah, because you don't want to kill that fast on a challenge tune.
No.
If you're killing at all.
Exactly.
Because our fastest time is 19 seconds.
Nice. Nice. That is good. And I mean, at the moment I'm waiting. Like, I'm just waiting every time I log in because all my three girls are DPS, so I find I'm just like waiting. Normally it's been about 2 or 3 minutes, so it's not too bad. Remember the days when you'd sit there and be like, if you were DPS, you're like, 10 minutes.
Wow. Oh yeah, no, that's why we do it this way, because I can tank them all and then D has healers.
Yeah.
So I will tank, D heals, and then P just pops through his turns.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, it makes it, it's so much easier when you've got, you know, a tank or healer and you can just like instant queue. It's like, yeah.
Oh yes.
Anyway, good luck, because I'm pretty sure it finishes like tomorrow or the day after.
Like, yeah, we have tomorrow, and then it finishes while I'm at work on Monday. So he'll have to do Monday morning. There's like a 2 hour window or 1 hour window between reset and when it goes down. So he's got an hour. He can pop in there, try a couple more, and then done for the year.
Yeah.
Actually, we'll be done for the year tomorrow because it's just going to get the rocket.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Look, positive. You know, what right? Do they say? Manifest it. Put it out there. You know.
Oh, we're putting it out there. Lottery went too, please. Thank you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right?
Yes. Yes. All right. Other than the fun with the love rocket or whatever, what are we calling it? X-45 Heartbreaker.
Oh, Heartbreaker or something.
Something. They changed the name of it, obviously, when they've done a lot of changing for various things within the game. Some are good. Some I'm still a little bit like, anyway. What else have you done this week?
I got tired of the sewer bees coming after my lobies every time I was in Stormwind. So I sent you a picture of one of them. So I whipped out one of my hunters and I went, Tam, I'm like, you are not going to eat me anymore. Get in my stable.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to not stress and I wanted to relax. So I actually started a, Demonology Warlock, which I've never played Demo. I've played Affliction a million times and Destruction a million times. And I got the name Halloween. So I made a Void Elf, Warlock and went out. I'm going to use this tune to get my Warlock mount from the Legion because I never got it. And I decided I wanted all the Legion mounts. So I started on my Hunter, Nort, of course. And I'm like, could not figure out where I was in the storyline. So I flipped back to my writer, who is my Horde Hunter. She's like old school. I've had her forever. And I'm like, where on earth did I end in this quest line? So I go out to what is the hunter place called? True Shot Lodge, right? Looking all around for a quest, looking all around. I'm like, how am I going to figure out where I am in this quest line? You know how long that Legion quest line is to get your mounts. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I have no idea. So I'm like, fine, let me go to the Broken Shore and I'm going to figure out where the heck I am in this quest line. So I go out to the Broken Shore and I pick up one from Khadgar and I'm like, I don't remember this one being in the quest line, but we're just going to do it. I fly away. I come back. And I'm like, wait, there's one more quest. Let me go pick it up. And it sends me back to True Shot Lodge. Yep. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Okay, fine. I was just there. Let's go back to the lodge. Figure out where we are in this quest line. Mm-hmm. Lita, it was the quest for the mount. I have had it since Legion. I never picked it up. All I had to do was get this quest at the Broken Shore, fly my butt back to the lodge, which I've done a gazillion times, and open a gold sparkly envelope. And I would have had the hunter mount since Legion. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, not much effort. I got my Legion hunter mount.
Congratulations. That's awesome. Well, you know, sometimes it just takes a little bit, you know, of...
Seriously? Yeah. Just tell you we work too much and don't play enough and pay attention enough and...
Exactly. Well, that's awesome. Congratulations, because, you know, mounts, getting those mounts, like, there's a lot of mounts in this game, obviously are tied to all sorts of things, you know, whether that is, and if you're a bit of a, you know, collector, mm-hmm. We do like to be able to do those, so yeah. So other than that, what else? Anything else?
No, I completely forgot that 9.2 comes out on Tuesday, so mm-hmm. I just started reading stuff, and there's 28 craftable mounts and 28 mm-hmm. craftable pets, and I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, yeah, we really need to win the lottery, because, yes, please, I would like them all, and yes.
Yes, 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 and yes, and yes. Thank you.
And
thank
yes.
you and please. Thank you and please. Exactly. All right. Well, cool. I did runs for the thing that does not exist, which was awesome. I also did some on Leda. I took her for some mount runs around Pandaria, Legion. I'm still going back because
uh-huh.
They don't exist either. Yay. But I did get a few bars, a few bits on my Passy later, and I think she's now about 65% through, or 50% through. Anyway, we've been doing, you know, we've been giving out the chocolates, we've been spraying the perfume. You know, so she's, and then I've been looking at doing the fishing and the cooking in Stormwind, and looking at where in Shadowlands they've got the fishing and the cooking dailies, but there was the one in Maldraxxus, you know, for the cooking, that's right at the arena, which I think it was there the other week, and I'm pretty sure Fair said that she's done it, but she had to watch and be very careful. I did not want to take that chance because it was, I'm going to say it was late, and I may have been a little tired, so I just did like the really easy stuff. I did not feel like going all the way to Maldraxxus, which she's not been there. She's been to Revendreth, but she hasn't been to Maldraxxus. I did not want to take that chance, because I would not forgive myself. So, you know, hang on, your robot-y. As much as we do like the sounds of robot. Oh, that could be another show title too. I'll see if she comes back. Yeah, so I, you know, it's slow going. We will get there. We will get there eventually. So that's the main thing. Kephasis might not do it if I was you at this point. Not do it. Yeah. I kind of feel like if I'm going to Maldraxxus, I need to prep it. Like probably take a tune over there, but I don't think I've got a high enough tune other than what I've already got. Because if I go on later, being a different server, it might be in a different phase, if that makes sense. You know. So we will see. I'm just doing just slow and steady just to get that. But I wanna try and get some playtime on her today. Again, you know, fallback is I can pick herbs. I haven't done any herbing or mining in Bastion this week. I pretty much just did the cooking fishing dailies in and some of the love perfume chocolate ones. So Granagus is slow but steady, even slow progress is progress. Exactly. Fair says, well, you need enough time there to make a fire and cook spider kebabs. Yeah. And as we know, Maldraxxus is so not good. Chris has just had to drop her nets playing up, so hopefully she'll be back. So we'll see, just to let you guys know. So we'll see if she comes back. Anyway, I'm just gonna pretty much keep this show. We're just gonna keep it fairly short anyway, because I know she's been having issues with that, and if she's gotta go. So we're just gonna go straight into news, because we've got some things to talk about there. So, news.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Okay, so a couple of things. We've got this. Let me throw the link over here. All right, as we know, patch 9.2 will be out this week. So for those of you wanting to have a look, there is a lot of information. Read through it, then someone can explain that to me. No, kidding. But there is a lot of stuff. So again, you know, being that it is a patch, I would suggest for your challenge tunes, I'm going to strip mine. I'm going to strip Passy Leader, my Night Elf Rogue, my Night my Tauren Druid. I'm just going to get the clothes off just in case. Anytime there's a patch, anytime there is new expansions, to be on the safe side in case there are changes made that Blizzard hasn't told us, because this has happened. This has happened in the past where some items went from green to blue, various things like that. Always a good idea, strip your character before the patch, and then look at your character after the patch. Okay, don't assume that the gear is fine. Not that I have a bad habit of doing this, but I have a macro that whenever I go fishing on my challenge tunes, when they're finished fishing, I hit the macro, which puts them back into their gear, you know, their white gear, their grey gear, whatever they're using. And I have to always remember, don't use that, let's go through. So once I've stripped them after the patch, I'll go through with my cursor in my bag and have a look to see if there has been any change. Because again, you know, the last thing you want to do is get flagged on your tune because Blizzard's gone and changed something on us. That does not give you a pass, you know. It does not give you a pass to be like, oh well, sorry about that, we'll, you know, let that go. You just, it doesn't happen. So please, if you need to do that, do that. Best to be safe. All right, best to be safe. So patch is this week. All right, 9.2. There is a lot of stuff in there. As I said, I've linked the information. We'll have the notes from Wowhead in the show notes as well. So if you want to go and have a look at that, go for it. Always good to check out what's going on. The other thing that I found was really good, because I didn't know it was down, was apparently the gear store's back. The Blizzard gear store is back. Which I have used over the years, but I didn't use it when they changed it a little while ago, and I've just put the link for the article also on Wowhead for those of you, you know, that want your plushies. My cute little plushies. All of that kind of thing. I've not been impressed with it, so I'm hoping that the new one will be better. It used to be it just came straight from the States, and then they split it into Euro, Great Britain, and every time I wanted to order something, it'd go to the Great Britain Euro website, and I didn't like that. I've always got it from the States, so I'm hoping that it's going to be better. I stopped buying stuff from it because I didn't like whoever they had, I guess, contracted it to. I found I was not happy with it, so I'm gonna check it out and have a look and see what they're see what it's like. Ultimately, international shipping sucks. So originally the US used to have times when they would give like international people free shipping. You know, that was the time, that because that is a huge thing. The difference between buying something from the official store is if they give you free shipping. Like, I'm all in. So yeah, so keep that in mind if you want to have a look. But the gear store is back up. They've got a new people that are looking after it, so hopefully it's better than who they had, because yeah, in my opinion, that I didn't find the last one was that fantastic. You back? She back? Hello? Maybe? No? Not sure.
Now can you hear me?
Yes, there we go.
It really helps if I take myself off mute. Hi!
Welcome back.
I'm like, why can't she hear? Oh, that's why she can't hear.
That would be it. It's all good. It's all good. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I'm so sorry, everybody.
It's okay. We understand. Internet can be such a fickle...
It sucks!
And we know this. We know this, especially as Challenge 2 players. I mean, hands up, who has lost a tune because your internet has done something stupid?
Me. Nisi almost did this week, right?
I know, right, Nisi? Like, what? Wow. Yeah, that photo was pretty amazing. But I would be very surprised if there is not a Challenge Tune player who has not lost a tune from internet. Excuse me.
Bless you.
I would have to say that majority, because it can be so fickle, you know. So yep, Fair says yep,
which is why my poor girl is sitting in the enchanting hut in Stormwind. Mm-hmm. And has not left since BFA, because I am terrified every time I even think about going on her, because I can't even hold a conversation, let alone, you know, fish.
Yeah.
Not with Sewer Beast, who seems to have a taste for my tunes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, I mean, it's... when your internet's being so stupid, like it's up and down, the last thing you want to do is jeopardize. You cannot jeopardize her.
Oh, no, because I will never get that name again either.
Yeah.
While I am connected, please be careful if you go do the cooking in Maldraxxus. When the arena is up, my regular tune died because the area of effects from one of the things down in the center in the arena came outside the arena and one-shot me. Mm-hmm. So please, please, please be careful around the arena.
Exactly. And even... as we know, pretty sure it was Stir found out that, he lost one of his tunes in the inn. Like, just because you're in
it was
that,
a dragon.
The inn, it's a hut, but it does not...
Yeah, seriously, that is not an inn. That's like a little tiki standing underneath the tiki umbrella in a Mai Tai or something. It's not, you know...
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, that's not...
No, so... It doesn't matter where you are in Maldraxxus, because even when they've got the stuff going over, you know, when the sky goes dark, and you have to be so very careful if you're going to Maldraxxus. Like, hence why I'm just not up to taking my tune there. I would not forgive myself. I took my tune to Revendreth, and the only reason I took her to Revendreth is because I do know Revendreth very, very well. But even then, when I was there, I was a tad.
Well, it's not worth the stress.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, you know what? We're not doing that. So just try and be as safe as apparently. Yeah. So Fair says, yeah, definitely not an inn. It's not.
Right? It's like a foo-foo drink umbrella.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maldraxxus style. So it's got bones on.
All right. It's like, you know, tissue paper. It's like someone's just gone...
Seriously, and that dragon has some really bad breath.
Look, I'm in an inn, guys. I'm in an inn.
That's exactly that.
Anyway. So be very, very careful. Okay, all right, now, so, talking of the last of the news is, don't forget, Love is in the Air finishes February 21st, which is a couple of days, so we've not got long. If you're doing that, don't forget, you can do the chocolates and the perfume, if you're using for your pacifist. Don't forget, Nisi has got the write-up. If you're doing more things like Ironwise, you can certainly go and do the Crown Company stuff. But again, be very careful. If you're doing the Crown stuff, some of those areas are very compact with those guys. Like, as an Iron, just be very, very careful. You kind of have to pick them off one by one, and some of those areas, even when I took leader, like they're coming from everywhere. They're like, hello, someone's here, we haven't seen you for a whole year, and they're all like, hi. So, and respawn rate can be insane, Zaya says. Exactly. So if you're taking a challenge soon, just be very, very careful. Do not land in the middle of it. Like, I would probably say try and be on the outskirts, and if you can pick them off, or just don't. Again, but I haven't taken any irons. I've just been concentrating on the passy. So see how that goes. Okay, and the last thing I wanted to mention was Spreadsheet has got a 15% off everything, which will run from February 20th to February 22. So if you're after some cool merchandise, which I don't have, where's my mug? I don't have my mug with me. T-shirts, you know, all of that stuff. We've seen Fair's cute little, like, tote bags that were so gorgeous.
Adorable.
The druid one. Like, they're all so cute. But, so if you're after anything, then certainly pop over to the shop for those things. All right. As I said, hey Chris, I did say we're doing a short show, so let's do chit chat. Because did you see what I've got? Did you see? Anyway, let me.
Oh
play.
My god. Yes, and I already read some of them, and thank God I pre-read it, because one of them I do, and I norted so hard.
Nice.
When it's actually one that'll be yours. Oh my God, did I nort, because I do that all the time, making people freak out.
Excellent.
So, right. Hopefully I stay long enough that you guys can hear these, because I love the theme.
All right, let's do the bumper, and then we're going to get into it. Here we go.
Hey, yo!
And our favorite goblin. Hey Zortz. Hey Zortz.
Love him.
Hey. Yeah, exactly. Say hi to Zortz. Hope he's doing well. Alright, first one. So I found, because Chris was on, I had to find some specific druid jokes and puns. So Chris,
so
go for it. What was the first one?
Okay, first druid pun of the day. What did the aquatic form say to his friend? Catch you on the flipper side. I can just see your face when you found these and you're like, Eureka!
I was like sitting, here going, I was doing the new.
I can so picture this.
Chris is going to read that one. I'm going to read this one. Yeah, exactly. Tiber, I'll get to yours in a minute. We've got Tiber's stolen joke of the week, which is awesome. excuse me. But because I did get you druid ones, I did find an undead one, because obviously my main girl is an undead warlock. And I saw this one and I was like, well, yeah, this is very me. So
yeah.
Why didn't the undead cross the road? Because he didn't have the guts.
That's one of the ones I ordered.
it's very true. It's very true. I thought that was very cute. All right. Okay. Yours. This is.
So ironic. Why make a druid bank alt auction alt? They tend to have a natural grasp on sealing deals and purring all the way to the bank. They also have a great talent for pawning stuff. And if someone chickens out of the deal they can't bear, you can just pounce on the next one. Holy puns, Batman.
That was so cute. As soon as I found that, I was just like, oh my God, that's Chris.
And the next one, even more so, I norted out loud.
Okay. All right. Ready? What do you call a druid who melees in tree form? A combat log.
Oh, God, I had the button down. I actually do that all the time because I get tired of being... So I'll go down in tree and then sit there and do a little dance and then wait until I pull and then I flip to bear. So sit there and dance in tree. Apparently, I'm a combat log.
It's amazing when you go searching for these things, what you can find. Like one website will have a little bit, and I'm trying to look for WoW specific jokes and puns, you know, not just other, but WoW specific. So sometimes you go down a rabbit hole and it just keeps unraveling.
A combat log is so good.
So good. Alright, Grand Negus
will love this one.
Okay. Alright, go for it.
How many Worgen druids does it take to chase a cat up a tree? 3. One to be the cat, one to be the tree, and one to do the chasing. Or is it muzzle your dog, your majesty?
Love it. Anyway, I had to specifically do the druid once, Chris, so... In
combat
honor
log.
Of you. Yes, exactly. All right, let me go back to
I love
Tiber's.
You, dearly woman.
All right. Tiber's stolen joke of the week. How do you follow Will Smith in the snow? You follow the Fresh Prince. I did notice on, I can't remember over here whether it was Netflix or one of the, you know, the pay for pay channels, that there's a new one that they've done, which is called Bel Air.
Oh, yes.
Which is a modern, it's the modern, like, today of but Fresh Prince. And I must admit that I am a little intrigued, because I have watched all of, you know, Fresh Prince. I've seen the whole thing. I love that series. Not only was it funny, but it had drama. It had some real intense, like, it was a lot of really good, really, really good things. So I've seen this new one. I don't know. I don't know.
Different feel is what I've been told.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the warm fuzzy and the ha-ha-ha comedy is not there. It's a lot more serious.
Yeah.
And, like, relevant to today's topics. I mean, I haven't seen it, but that is what I was told.
Yeah.
It's not quite the same feel-good, you know, 90s sitcom feel. Yeah.
And I think this is the thing when I saw it, because, you know, the original Fresh Prince, it was a sitcom that was done in front of a live studio audience. So, you know, it's that whole, like, that, like, Friends, like, you know, like, all the comedies which was done. This is a TV, I don't know if I say it right, this is a TV show. It is a production, so it is like your, like, just thinking back, it's like your Buffy's, your Everything Current. Like, it's the show. It's not in front of a live audience. It's not, so, because
it's not a 30-minute situation comedy.
Yeah, I was just like, anyway, we'll see. I don't know how I feel about whether I will or won't. We'll see. But I am determined for a plan. I've got 1 week of work and then I'm on holidays. So
booyah.
Yes. Very, very excited about that, because I haven't had a holiday since the wedding. So yay.
This one will be way less stressful than your last holiday getting ready for the wedding.
Exactly. So yeah, so that will be good. But I think one of my goals for my holidays will be, I think I would like to sit down and binge watch through Downton Abbey.
Nice.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I've avoided it all up until now, and as much as I've always wanted to watch it, it just, I really don't like watching every week ones, and it just kind of kept going. I get to it. I'm thinking now might be the time, because there is a new movie that's just coming out too that looks good. And
you so deserve that.
Maggie Smith, I love her. Sorry, Dame Maggie Smith.
Dame. Yes, Dame.
Absolutely love her. So, yeah. So, we will see. We will see. But anyway, I think we've covered everything. I think we might wrap this up so you can get off your internet.
My lovely, lovely internet.
Yes. Do you feel you'll be right to read the Iron Elites, or would you like me to?
Oh, heck, let's try it. If all of a sudden we get robotic, you know, everybody just sing along with me, okay? No, I'm not singing. Good Lord. Okay. Iron Elites. None of this would happen without you. From the bottom of our heart, thank you. Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Dave DeHunter, Execute, Fair, Gazden, Grand Negus, Chris, Laren Ramar. Every time. I'm so sorry. Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Ms. Rockuru, Nisi, Rude, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wynema, Zaya, and Mr. Zeptimus.
Exactly. Thank you guys very much for your support. It is greatly appreciated. Also, like to say for everyone in the chat room, thank you guys for hanging out and giving of your time just to come and, you know, listen, watch the show. To those that do listen, you know, check out the YouTube, etc., the podcast. It'll get there eventually. It's don't even get me started on it. But anyway, I said I will let you know once it's back. It's not back. technology, awesome. But yeah, so
yeah,
audio. It's always, why is it always audio? It's always, if it's not audio here, it's audio on the website. My God. Anyway, but thank you. Thank you very, very much for listening, for just giving some time to listen to the show. So we all do appreciate it. Thank you very much. Also to the amazing and wonderful mods that we have for the WoW Challenges. Again, cannot do it without you guys. So Sarah and I would like to say a big thank you to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, thank you, Nisi, and Zaya, because again, you guys help me so very much. So thank you to that. And a thank you to our code wardens, and also to Mr. Bright01, Russ, who is trying to sort things with me, which I do appreciate his time and trying to work through this stuff. So thank you guys for all that. It is greatly appreciated. Now I will be back next week, and on that stage I will be on holidays. Yay! So that will be Saturday, February 26th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Nisi will come and join me, which will, you know, again, we'll catch up with her, see what's going on. By that stage, 9.2 will be out. We can have a chat about if there's been any huge changes for our challenge tunes. But Chris, thank you. I know it's been a, I know your net's been, you know, very Australian sympathizing today. Apologies.
It loves you so much. It's adapting to your.
It does. But thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for just coping with it and getting through it. We do appreciate that. But if you want to quickly tell everyone where they can find you.
While you have me. Yes. Where can they? Twitter. It's Chris W. Discord. Peas or WoW Challenges.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And don't forget, you know, anytime anyone sees a sewer beast, just tag Chris.
Yep, I'll come. I got enough hunters to last all of us. I will come tame it on somebody.
Yeah, exactly. So I haven't seen one for a few days, hence why you've not... haven't seen yet, well, sent any photos, but normally I'm trying to get like different screenshots so I can send,
right,
them.
Well, I even have a hunter named Crocodile, so nice. Crocodile Hunter can, you know, server hop and go tame all the sewer beasts he needs.
You better make sure that he's wearing an Akubra. Like, oh, she's wearing a he, she.
This one's a he. He's a dwarf.
Okay, you need to make sure you've got some, like, transmogged piece of Akubra-looking gear on that too, because that would be awesome.
He's fabulous. He's nice. Fabulous.
Nice. I know, Grand Negus. How does she get all these names? Like, yeah.
Sorry.
It's amazing. No one else I know can get any name like how you get them. It's so wonderful. Alrighty. Okay, so just to wrap up lastly, don't forget to pop over to the WoW Challenges website, which is wowchallenges.com. You can find all the information on all the things, Facebook, Twitter, Discord, Twitch, YouTube, etc. When you can go and listen to all back episodes of the podcast on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. Yeah, hopefully we'll get it working. It's anyway, that's a whole tangent I don't want to go down right at the moment. So yeah, but I'll let you know when it's all back up working properly. You can also send your emails to podcast@wowchallenges.com. So if you've got, you know, anything that you've found, if there's any changes in 9.2 that you've noticed, if you've got a pun, a joke, please feel free to send them in. As much as I do appreciate getting these emails, these spam emails, you know, it feels like a little bit of love when I get these people that like send me emails. It's like, you know, you can use this kind of advertisement for your website, or this, you know, use cross to all these people and all this stuff. As much as I do appreciate those, which I don't, it is nice to hear from you guys. So if you've got something you'd like to contribute, if you've got some screenshots, also don't forget, I am putting your challenge tunes behind. Well, there, that's fair. If you can see, this is a screenshot that she sent in, which is fabulous with the fireworks. I love it. So if you've got some screenshots that you want to send in, you know, with your challenge tunes, of the areas, of different things, and send them in, okay? Send them in. We like to have interesting backgrounds, so that's what we're doing. All right. So yeah, send them podcast@wowchallenges.com. Now, where you can find me, pretty much if you just go Leta, LETA, or Leta Wow, it's going to be me. Discord, Instagram, you know, TikTok, YouTube, all of the things. Just all the things. Go for it. Other than that, I think we've covered everything. We do appreciate you hanging out with me, Chris. Thank you. Do you want to do the last little thank you for me, please?
Yes, because it still makes me laugh every single time. Big thank you to Mr. Bright01 on the intro. You can find him on Discord, Mr. Bright01.
Exactly. It just makes me smile every single time. So we do love that. And I'm going to play the outro for you. And again, this does make me smile too, because, you know, it's my husband's voice. What can I say? Of course it makes me smile. But a big thank you to him for helping me with the outro. It's a little bit funky. We changed it up this year, as you guys know. So we've got a new outro, and I appreciate Execute helping me do that. I really do. Thank you guys for hanging out. Again, please, you know, we do appreciate you all for doing that, because I know some of you are probably up at crazy, ridiculous times of the morning, not picking anyone in particular, Peridon.
1 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. But thank you. Thank you so much for being here, guys. We do appreciate it. Chris, thank you.
Mwah. Mwah.
Love you, darling. Everybody, please stay safe, both in and out of game. We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.
Night, all.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.